Out of 12 members, there's only
4 of us.
I just need your advice. Dr. Rabi will be here in 3 minutes' time. Honorable Mbili will be here as well.
We must start here. If we get 6 people, we will, Mbili will be here and Sir Rabi will be here. When they arrive here, they will be forced
to. Will that be a quorum? We need 7. Yeah. She can join us. Yeah, if we are 7 people, we can adopt a report.
I think we can start.
Okay. Well, we will start. But as we start, I think that sometime we really need a direction in terms of what do we do with this kind of reports. We're passing the first quarterly report last week. Now we're going to pass this one. Clearly, what we're doing is compliance. Now, we really need to be very clear as to what it is that we want to do, because the problem is we make recommendations, and these recommendations are late. They were supposed to have been effected then. Now we're going to make recommendations for the third quarter. Any of those recommendations, we're saying this needs to be done with this period of time for the first quarter, for the second quarter, and for the third quarter. I suspect that we're not sending a clear message. I don't think that we should be doing it like this. But it's something that we really need to discuss. Because when I read this report, there's a lot of reference to this adjustment. Because there was an adjustment. But I think that we do need some kind of guidance in terms of how do we handle these matters. We do not want to be accused by departments of sending recommendations. If we say, for instance, I saw our recommendations for the first quarter. For the first quarter, they were saying 3 months' time, you must do this. This might say the same. Third quarter must say the same. At what time do we measure now that the department has not performed in terms of the recommendation? Because we're sending many recommendations at the same time. For me, I really would want us to just have some guidance in terms of if we have not done the report on time, what should happen? Should that be, if we are required to do it, I mean to pass the reports, quarterly reports as we receive them, so should that it be a question of compliance? But we have complied, we have compiled the report, we've done it. If they want it, it's there. If the second quarter report is wanted, it's there. But is that what we want to do? I'm sure it's not what we want to do. We're sending a message so that we can be able to monitor our own recommendations. And if the way we're doing them, we're not going to be able to monitor these recommendations the way I see it. Commissioner Mashiach.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think as we agreed that we are going to debate the third quarter report, I think at the third quarter report, we should pull out where we said we want some actions to be taken. And when we debate there, we mention actually in Parliament that in our previous report, this is what we said. Department, this and this and this. We requested that this be done, and we haven't got the response. Department, this and this and this. This is what we requested, and we didn't get the response. Because always we just leave it, and when we and they don't respond, unless we want the approach to be different. But I think our approach must just be direct. Or if we say we must write them letters directly, we do it this term, and we say we want it before the end of a certain period, after which we are going to mention it in Parliament.
I agree with Honorable Mashego, but you know, I just think that what we should do is call, you know, write a letter to the department and say to them, you know, we had recommended that you report within 3 months. We haven't received the report, and if we don't receive it within the next week, we would like to call you to come and report to this committee in person why you haven't achieved what you were supposed to achieve. And if we're not satisfied with your answer, we will take it to Parliament.
Now, honourable members, I suspect that we're talking past one another. Because what I'm saying is that I agree with the recommendations. We have agreed with the program as a set plan on how we're going to proceed, as Honourable Mashego was outlining. But what I'm saying is, in situations where, like last year, we're not able to do certain work, the second quarter, for instance, now we're doing it, we're putting recommendations. The other day we were also making other recommendations for the first quarter. What I'm saying is that, as Honorable Swap is saying, or Honorable Sheikh, we give you time. We agreed at the threat plan how we're going to monitor. We agreed on a chart or whatever you call it on how we want to monitor this recommendation. But now I'm saying, when we do that as well, we don't want to be seen to be unreasonable by the department. You make recommendations every week. And then, when do we expect those recommendations to be implemented? All that I'm saying is that if such a situation arises of not being able to make our report on time, all that I'm talking about is the timing of the report. I'm saying that if we're not able to make it on time, we're doing like this. Now we're complying now with the, I don't know if there are any rules, but next week we're going to focus on this report. And I can see, I don't know if people have had a look at the third quarterly report. There are challenges there. And that's why I thought that we would really focus our energy on that report so that we're able to call them. And now, sooner or later, we're going to the next week, the minister is tabling the budget, and the people are going to be asking for budgets. And we can see that and the March spike at the end of the month, people are going to jump. Some departments are at 40-something. And we all know that come end of April, the fourth quarter, all of them, it will be 99% something, so that people have spent. But the reality is that they have not, that expenditure can be translated into actual visible service delivery. And all that I'm saying is that if we don't have a properly structured approach, we might not be able to achieve our goals properly of monitoring this expenditure. The thing that Honorable Swart is doing, it would be fine if we're saying, we're giving you 3 months, it's March now, April, May, June, we call, we invite, we said, look, we didn't do that. Or invite the minister, everybody, to say, look, we made recommendations, you have not acted. You have not performed on this recommendation. Why? Because I want us to do, all that I'm suggesting is systematic way of doing this work. Comrade Masha.
Sir, I think what we've been doing in this all these quarters is a sort of monitoring. And ours, even if we don't, and these departments we are referring to are not new departments. At one stage or another, we told them to report to us. Irrespective of whether our reports are late or not, these people know that they should be reporting something to us. And then to us it's a continuation. At least we've given them a break, a long rope to hang themselves and not respond to our needs. We look there, we see departments that we said we give you 30 days, we give you so many, many days. And if maybe we feel, I don't know whether I speak to the chair said that we should start by focusing on the third quarter, then some of the departments you are going to call in the third quarter are definitely the departments that know what we want from them. So we can refer to that and continue with the letters and take the milder way then of saying, let's call them and ask them why they didn't call. But the best deal for these people is to see that we've been very patient with them and we are doing our work. I don't know whether I responded to what the chair was saying or what, but there are the people who know that we expect something from them, and every day they say, thanks, we haven't received a reminder. Thanks, we haven't received a reminder. And as long as they don't remind us, we turn a blind eye. And this is how time they see that. It's either you call them to come and explain and we give them a week, or we directly say, if they don't respond, we take a harsher step of saying we've been talking to you and people are lying hungry, the money is not being used, and we are busy messing you. Because what we are doing is treating them with hand gloves when there's no service delivery outside there. And we still say, please, please, let the time of please be over and we just do something about them. I don't know whether I've gone to the extreme here. Then I'll meet from extreme to the mild.
No. I think that we have agreed that we want to raise the bar in terms of oversight. It's not going to be your oversight as usual. And we want to warn the department now that they have to pull their socks. Nah, it's fine, but let's continue and welcome the Bafana Bafana. Well, it's fine. No. And thank you for reminding us that it's Friday. Now we must speak to Compella to provide us with a chef. But last year, sure, the Fridays used to be yellow, you know. It was a very beautiful, what you call it, thing. But the cricket, I think the cup has started. The opening was yesterday. So we need to support our national teams. You know, the Masila was support. Honourable members, let's come back to our work. The report is before us. It was distributed on Wednesday. Yeah, I just hope that the members were able to see it and I wouldn't really like to call the members on Friday or to delay members on Friday. So we will try to browse through the report. The report really maybe is the details of what we did last year. And the way it starts, it indicates that the sentence that I have a problem with on the second paragraph says, public hearings as a normal practice of the committee were not held in this regard due to time constraints. I'm not sure whether it was because of time constraints or but I do know that we invited the departments in the context of the adjustments. So, but I think the report has just got the details of those things. Perhaps the usefulness of this report is when we do the second quarter report will be to be able to look at to what extent has certain departments performed. I see some departments that have not improved even at the end of the third quarter. But is the understanding right? Excuse me, am I right that members perhaps have seen the report? So that we either we ask the researcher to go to lead us, or if members have seen the report, we get into the discussion.
I've seen the report, and I'm happy with the findings and the recommendations.
What are the other members saying? Honorable Dr. Rally? Let's see the Southern Cape first.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with this. Actually, I want to find out, there was a report, okay, that is on page 15. We asked them to provide us with a detailed study on that mussel baiting. Up till now, we didn't receive it. We must ask them urgently, why did they not send it to us? Because they mentioned that they will send it for us in the next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, but there's a lot of grapes as well in that area. Could be, you don't know. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 9, if we could attach the figures to the percentage, if possible.
Page 9.
Yeah. And then Honorable Snell left his recommendations, his comments with me. And then he suggested that as the committee recommendations, we add first bullet, the systems have, and what systems have they put into place to ensure future compliance. That bullet, he actually wrote on his draft. And on each of the recommendations, he added something. I don't know. I'll read it and pass it over to you. And on the second, page 50.
before I support. I just want to ask the question. I don't know, the memory may be dropping me. For this report, we say we did not necessarily interact with the department, right? But in some way in the report, we do indicate that the department would have indicated that the reason for lack of expenditures X, Y, Z, that's a carryover explanation from the first court, that explanation.
No, can I just correct?
Yeah.
You know, what happened on Honorable Matakane earlier in the meeting, so, in fact, when I started, I think you were here when we started to report, if I'm correct. I read, for instance, that seventh paragraph where it says public hearings, on the very, very first page, second paragraph, in the introduction. It says that public hearings, as normal practice of the committee, were not held in this regard due to time constraints. Now, I was just questioning ourselves the accuracy of this statement. Because if you remember, Honorable Ramatlaga, but not in the context of the Godari report, for the adjustment, we invited, for instance, to trading industry, you remember? We're fighting with them, they were saying, no, they're at 48%, but we're saying the report says 36%, even their own report was showing that. We invited the arts and culture, we invited communication, we invited a number of departments. So, all that we did, we're not dealing with the quarterly report, we're dealing with the adjustment, trying to question them why they should get adjustment when they were not. The understanding. So, earlier in my comment, I was saying this kind of report is the difficulty that sometimes it takes a lot from the adjustment. But I think it's only fair because it came simultaneously, actually, with the adjustment. Now, that's why earlier, before you came, we were discussing whether this report, what do we do with this kind of report in the future. I don't want us to go back to that discussion. It's a discussion that we have suspended, that we must just think about it in future. So that, is it a question of compliance? Is it a question of doing our work thoroughly as we used to do? So if you find a contradiction, it's because that the report is saying we did not do hearings for the quarterly report, but we did hearings for the adjustment. So, and this report is not a report for the adjustment. We submitted the report of the adjustment and debated it. This one is for the quarterly report. So you can help us continue.
No, Chair, the fact remains that we did engage those departments with respect to their expenditure pattern. Whether we were dealing with adjustment, but we did engage with them. I think we spent a lot of time with trade and industry. And communication at some point were chased away. Mm-hmm. If I remember, there was occasions.
You said the senior guy to it.
To have a proper people there. So I think what perhaps we should just fix as in a language, we did talk to them. Even if we were to call them the following day, they were going to say the same thing that they told us during that process. So maybe we should just recast the sentence to reflect what we have done. Because actually we engaged them during that. Our eye was already in the quota, the lack of expenditure. That's why we asked those questions directly to them. So I think it's just a way we're pulling it together to indicate that even though we did not have a focus during that process of hearing, we also engaged the department around the issue of their expenditure.
And the
think we did also invite South Africa. We engaged them. Yeah. We spoke to a number of departments. So I think then it's right to say maybe it's how we were to call it, we convey this message.
Exercise. You don't want to call the department again twice to do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the way just a crazy.
Thank you very much. Any other comments?
What is it? Cooperative? What is it? No, international affairs. Or we fear that they might not allow us to travel if we invite them.
Come back to my earlier point, having received the clarity. I think that it's really minute. It's a small point on the review of a total expenditure. Maybe that last sentence, you should make it a continuation on the first page. The last sentence there, you make a full stop after period. I think you should rather make a dash and continue with it, because the issue that you're talking about there, because you start off there, which is supposed to be just a continuation. But however, I want to support the first suggestion that I did at least manage to go through the report. Thanks to the staff that made sure that we get it in time so that we could read it and meeting can be productive. Yeah, a woman now.
Thank you very much. But on page 2, I think everything is correct. On the first paragraph, the last sentence, that this was within the normal benchmark of 50%. In other words, above the sentence. No, the sentence above says at the end of the second quarter. The National Department is supported in all our statements of that amount and put 8.2% of the allocated budget. Now, the following sentence says this shows an improvement of 20 billion when compared to the 2020 of 39%, which was spent in the previous. So what we're saying is that this was the expenditure. We're not saying it's an improvement because it's less than the previous year. The previous year was 49%. Now
it's 48.2%. Can I help you with that one? Jefferson, if you look at this paragraph, it's merely a comparison of the two financial years in terms of how much has been spent as at the end of the second quarter, vis-a-vis how much has been spent in the last financial year. Then now, in order for you to get that comparison, you have to take out the difference amount, which is this year, this financial year, is a 223.4 billion.
And last year, it was a 203 billion. Then, therefore, a 203 billion is smaller than the 223 billion. If you are going to look at it that way, you are going to understand the meaning of the improvement. But if you are going to look at the percentages, then there is a confusion. Because in terms of the budget increase, the budget is not equal. The financial year, this year's budget is not equal to the budget of the last financial year. Okay? So the increase also to the entire budget, the overall budget, is not equivalent to the last year's increase in the overall budget. Then, therefore, these percentages that you are seeing, they are determined by the increase, the overall increase in the budget. That's what I'm saying to you. It is important to look at the only amounts that this is how much it has increased, the expenditure has increased at the end of the second quarter, vis-a-vis the 203 billion of the last financial year. So it means that this financial year, at the end of the second quarter, the department has spent more than what they had spent last year. Now, if you're going to look at the percentages, then it will mislead you. So probably we can just take out those two percentages, which is 48% and 49.7%, because they will create a confusion. Sir. But it's simple, sir. Explanation is very simple. Sir.
Now, Mr. Long, I think that I hear what you're saying. But I think that the report is correct to say this year we'll spend 48.2%, less than we did last year, 49.7%. Because these percentages are in relation to those allocations. Yeah. This year it's 48%. It's less. I think it should be clear that we're less. Well, if you want to say that in figures, is this much, we can do that so that we're not really saying that we've actually improved. We have not improved in our expenditure. It's 48%, other time was 49%. So, I mean, that is the question that really I'm trying to draw. Maybe what could be done, because maybe you were saying the same thing in different ways, what could be done is just properly what you call it, rewording it, you know, such that it shows that. No? So, honorable members, and thank you for that table on page 3. It's a terrible table, you know. I mean, when you are expecting 50-something percent and what, and under the Department of Communications, they told us that they had improved, but the third quarter report doesn't show that they had improved. Okay. Yeah.
Small edition. I think when you go back, we just need to change that National Treasury 2009 into 2010, because it's not a 2009 budget. I think we forgot to change that reference. Yeah, the reference. Yes, it's a reference. Yeah, so we're referencing on 2010 budget documents, yes, instead of 2009. I think we forgot.
President in this field of the national threat said funded, they can five. On page 7, the department is the Department of Internal Relations and Cooperation. Because I think I'm not managing. Now, page 4 on number 4 on the top page is there.
4
Department of International Operations and Call.
4A.
Because you say Arab. Eco. Trying to find a way of delaying those people are catching that flight to is it the model they drop off your flight? Page 9, were you able to get all figures? 10% of the budget of shipyard from the 17th of program. On page 10, there is that set which is written. PFMA requires that in the environment are more than 8%. They must come to Parliament. That's where the paragraph does draw attention. Page 12.
It's a little bit out of order, but we paid a visit to the to Wilp Dam last year, and I wonder, Chair, don't you think we should have a follow-up to this forthcoming year to go and have a look at that particular dam, because they had profound problems when we visited it the last time, Chairman. So I was just thinking, as an oversight bill.
Don't say it to your seniors, they're out of order. In my culture, so you can't be out of order. But I think that many members have been making that suggestion that sometimes if we visit and never go back, people think that we'll never go back to ensure that things are done. I've seen in the press that there are problems in the... You were talking about Duop in Nandoni. There are problems. You remember that they reported to us issues of pipes that did not conform to certain requirements. I think there are big problems around that. I don't think that people around the area do get, up to this stage, do get water, because those problems have not been resolved. So we might have to go back to see what issues are or invite them to tell us. But even if we invite them, it doesn't mean that we can't go. Just want to hear what they say and go and see for ourselves. I didn't hear that. On page 13, the rural development. Oh, we're in 14. Ah, okay. We're editing the work them, ne? Okay. A number of departments are saying they couldn't perform certain functions due to unfilled vacancies. When they are not filling the funded vacancies. Okay, page 15. All right, sir. On the findings, you happy?
Before we go to the finding, I think we should make some issues clear in this report, because science and technology, the way we are going to work, because the information from the departments like science and technology and rural development, which we did not see, is very relevant. That it be whether somehow, because we actually did not have interaction with those departments, but it's relevant here that despite that, this the committee noticed the following in the from the report. We noticed that rural development, science and technology had all these issues, so that when we include them in the recommendation, even if we didn't call them, they must know that we read it and discussed it and brought it in.
Okay. So you're not raising it because we... It's raised, huh?
No, not that there's anything wrong.
Okay, so is there on the...
Yeah, they are here, but we did not see them.
The committee found that the Departments of Science and Technology, Trade and Industry, as well as Radio, did not comply with Section 43 of the PSMA in respect of the shifting of funds during the adjustment. If we could just clarify there again, that the requirement is being 8% and yes.
On that first bullet, the non-compliance issue for Section 43, is our finding that it's the department only that did not comply, or is our finding that he did not comply, in fact, if you look at it, they were taken by the hand by Treasury.
Mm.
So if we find on the department, we should also be saying something around that that non-compliance, even though it was in the engagement with the Treasury, there's a concession between the Treasury, there is non-compliance, which is condoned by the Treasury. Because actually the Treasury condoned that that activity. So somehow, in writing it, don't exonerate Treasury, because they've gone to Treasury, and Treasury has given them a right to do it. Now, that's a contentious issue that we must come back to at some point around what's happening with the budget, actually, why the budget get changed halfway by Treasury. Through that particular loophole in the PMFA.
But the other question, Honorable Mbili, you can sit there behind the curtains. but I think the principles you understand. You may not have seen the report, but the principles you understand. The other question that I would like us maybe just to maybe get some help from the House is, here we're saying science and I mean we have named those departments that have shifted more than the statutory, what to call it, or legal threshold. Now the issue is, it is the only department, or the only department that we could see, that we mentioned. And if not, what do we do? Honorable Mashiko?
Even if we can say that is a general issue, but we should limit it to the ones that we are talking about immediately. Because right now we are referring to the ones that we know it happened during that quarter, although we know it's a general issue.
And that's the question that I'm asking. Lama, I will allow you to come. I want these members. Kobin Bili, you want to comment?
Thanks, sir. I think from where I'm standing, though I'm not very much familiar with this, I was not there at the time, but I think maybe the issue here is, or will always be, a time constraint issue. And the capacity to engage with as many departments as possible. my sense or my take here is that maybe is what the committee could do at the time with the space that was in at the committee's disposal. I thought it should be in order, unless if a quick research will indicate that there is another high profile transgressor, if you like, which we can always put as an addendum issue here. But that I thought my view is a time issue to engage with as many departments as we would like, Chairperson.
So what you're saying, Sam, is you agree with Comrade Mashego that there's no problem raising those that we have been able to engage. Well, that's what Comrade Mashego was saying. Mr. Long.
Chair, in terms of the compliance, we have zoomed in to the departments that did not comply with Section 43 report for the first 6 months. You might have different departments in the first quarter that did not comply. Then you might have another department in the second quarter which maybe are different from the first quarter. But in terms of saying is it a general issue or not, it isn't a general issue because it varies from quarter to quarter. You see? So the ones that we've named here are the departments which are outlined by the adjusted estimate of national expenditure. They gave us a clear number of those departments and the percentages of shifting environments that they've done. I've just identified all of them. These are all of those departments that have shifted more than 8% as at the end of the second quarter.
Okay, because I think the question is the one that was responded to. But if you say all of them, including those that we did not necessarily engage with, it's fine. But then there's an addition to this finding that Honorable Matlakane is adding, you know, that you had it, no? The role of national treasurer.
Yes, sir, we'll pick that up.
Yeah.
Yes. But we need not to
and really, Honorable Matlakane made it before.
Yeah, sure. I think maybe let's do it neater. Let's be a little bit neater, so that we don't clap it with the first bullet. We make it the last bullet as part of our own findings. That something that may say that the provision of Public Finance Management Act has been identified as one of the mechanisms that may be amending the budget through the 80% and more, which require further attention. So basically we say in the provision of the PMSA, which has been identified as a mechanism, because that's what the department do, as a mechanism to amend the budget, otherwise the shifting of money beyond 80%, and such require further attention. We leave it like that because we do need to have that discussion with the Treasury around that particular question. And then maybe in our finding, we may, and in the recommendation, I know we have a workshop soon, but in the recommendation we may say that finding, we will then pick up and have a discussion with the Treasury around the issue of the shifting money and the budget as a recommendation.
Is this 8% in the PFMA or in the regulations? What clause is that? I know that it's here, but I'm just trying to find the clause so that when the sentence is written, we should be with
Okay, but we have picked up the principle. We'll look at the 43B.
Section 43, subsection 2.
The amount of service under main division of a vote that may be utilized in terms of subsection 1 may not exceed or 8% of the amount appropriated under that amount. Okay. Ah, then, Honorable Ramathana is suggesting that we come up with a new bullet altogether. I thought that these were related, with this bullet one. So you're feeling that it's not going to come out strongly if it's conflated on something else. Excuse me. Well, no, come, just talk.
I think we can also remember that we have on several occasions complained to National Treasury about their attitude and this direct link between them and the department instead of referring to it. And maybe as we put it, it won't be the first time they hear from us that we are not happy about what they are doing. You remember at one stage they even asked some departments to come quickly with rollovers. And then I think if it comes out as a separate bullet, they'll know that we really mean business, because it's not the first time we mention it here today. They know that we don't like it, unless we want to use a different approach to National Treasury when they address us, we say, but really, how many times have we told you that you don't like it? Because we are aware that the implementation of the money bill doesn't come quickly. And in the meantime, we'll be having this problem of them having the right to communicate with the departments. I don't know. On that, I don't, because when we went through the report, what rural development did was really very wrong, because their rollover was specifically for land restitution. But for the rollover to be approved, and they shifted to current payment, I think that is very something that should also come out, because the very same amount as it is, it was approved as a rollover for a specific thing. And when it's approved, they use it for another program, which is not acceptable.
I would like you to make a note, of what Honorable Mashiko is saying. Remember last year, we had a long discussion with rural development around legal expenditure. We said to them, they must provide the committee how much in rent and cents they were spent on. They never did that. Now, this is another issue that Honorable Mashiko is raising, which we can't, what you call it, accept. It's really illegal. Shifting funds from those things that the Act says you mustn't do. But people do it freely, willy-nilly. They don't have a problem. So I think that then you must know that because when we invite them, we want those things to be spelled out so that they know before time, before they come here, that these are the things that we require from them. Amongst the, in the third quarter, they are spending, we're definitely going to invite them for their spending. But amongst other things, these are the explanation that we need from them.
The other thing we ask the Department of Rural Development is to give us a list or details with regard to the some 4,000 or 7,000, I can't remember the figure, of contracts signed by junior officials on behalf of the department, but where they don't know how many were signed and what the quantum of that decision is. And we asked them for the report on that. They said they would have it ready by the end of last year. We haven't received anything. It's February already. So that is another thing that we would require from them. But just to go to the point of Honorable Mashego, I don't dispute the right of Treasury to actually increase and approve rollovers, environments, and so on. But, Chair, I'd say they are acting, once they've approved it and they don't come to this committee and they bring it to this committee for approval, they are acting illegally. And I'm saying that this whole budget that we have this year is illegal because it doesn't comply to the prescripts of the Money Bills Amendment Act. And the new one that we're going to adopt is going to be exactly the same.
I'm not sure what you're saying now. Now you... No. Make us understand what is it that is illegal around the money bill?
They should bring, we've just agreed, that they should bring all the rollovers, environments and everything to this committee and any amendments to the budget. They don't. Even the PRR reports have not been to this committee. And I say in terms of the Money Bills Act, it should come here. They are dealing with money bills. They changed the budget. They are dealing with money bills in terms of the Constitution.
But the you passed the what they call it the adjustments and the rollovers in last year. We recommended Parliament to pass them. So that's why I don't understand what is it. I think that what the House is saying is that the. Once we were, and that's what National Treasury also confirmed with us, that once it passes, it is more than 8%. It's no longer in their jurisdiction. Parliament must pass it. But they don't bring it all the time. They bring it once when we deal with adjustments and rollover. But if Honorable Masagana, and I think I agree with him, and Honorable Mashego, they were saying that I mean, that workshop that we had in Devon for Section 43, I think that is not enough. And I think that we, Advocate Jenkins, is supposed to be the legal advisor of this committee. I think we must work with him. Maybe we need another workshop just to, with him, to work on what we think that needs to be straightened with the PSMA, especially with this, because the regulations seem to be more than the what they call. I think I'm not sure if they are consistent with the Act, because the regulation says 8%, but National Treasury seems to be approving things that it's not supposed to bring to Parliament. We engaged last year too much around this issue of what is it that we approve as Parliament. We passed this budget, but National Treasury aside. But, the catch is going to be tabled next week. You look at the appropriation. It will say subject. It will mention this. Subject to the environment will be subject to the National Treasury. Unless we engage there. It will be automatic clause 5 for the appropriation, give National Treasury. We give there, we pass it. We give National Treasury the power to do it ourselves. We surrender our powers. international pressure.
For the last 10 years, I was busy with that PFMA 43. And my view is that I think we must, and I agree with you, we must call in, I'm not certain Jenkins is senior enough to give us advice on this thing. But the whole success of this committee is based on Section 43. That's how I see it. On that, because every year we sit with that 8%, comes here, we're okay, the departments are gone. Next year, we will have the same problem. So my view is that, and we had a good discussion in Durban on that 43. But the point is here, we will sit with this thing again, again, and again. And I think it is time that we must have a very strong stand on this thing. Thank you, Chair.
I agree with the sentiment. I'm wondering whether we shouldn't talking to a recommendation number one.
Yeah.
That we shouldn't go to that recommendation. I don't have a problem with what is
recommendation.
Yes. Yeah. On page 15. So I was wondering, Chair, whether we shouldn't say there's another new sentence at the end of that paragraph. Yes. That simply is a sentence that says a further an engagement should take place with the National Treasury regarding the amendment of budget approved by Parliament and the subsequent PMA provision 43.2 that changes the budget. So let's state upfront what we want to engage with them. That's that issue. And that issue, and then aside from that recommendation, we probably need authority, legal authority, to do interpretation between the PMFA, which is an old act, compared to the money bill, that is the really recent law, around the issues of where the budget is passed and so on, so that we are able to, by the time we get engaged with the Treasury, we have an opinion, authoritative opinion around the two. What is the understanding? So that it's not simply just a layman understanding of what it is. There's some legal authority onto it. So we need to basically seek a legal, if it's Junkin that is going to give us an opinion, he does that with the committee and then we understand. We did this with the Accountant General. That's what the Accountant General perspective is. Let's get another authority, which is authority in terms of law, understanding that law and understanding the law that was passed first. Something must be adjusted. And we all know that the Treasury is involved with the amendment or review of the PMFA. And we spoke about it at the workshop, that they are busy with the review process. But they then said they are not reviewing Section 43. They're reviewing something else, but not that.
That's what they said, yeah.
Yes, that's what they said. That I think there's a response to my question. They said, no, they're only reviewing Section 30, I think, which is going to do with their treasury regulation, so not 43. So I think we need serious legal advice on that question.
I think if we could have access to that response. You mean you ask a question in writing or in the engagement? Okay. All right. Okay. And everyone seems to remember. Now, I think that I hear. Comment, Miller.
No, thanks, Captain. I think we will keep on coming back to this issue. No, it's not going to go away.
Not going to go away.
Anytime soon. That is where
the reasons or the agency of the budget office comes to pay. Because unless that structure... Now, we have been telling comrades and discussing these things amongst ourselves. These things of changing budget, be it through R, is not a simple, smooth sailing exercise. It's not very complex. You need to follow it, following the law. And it comes back to the issue of capacity amongst ourselves, and the absence of that office, that vacuum will always be there. Because, I mean, clearly, we may understand the issues because we have been around on finance committees, most of us in this house, but these are technical matters. And we are not professional in that field. We are politicians. But yes, you are right. How these things are done now, when you have to deal with the B2R, is a very hush-hush thing, you know. And the political influence comes to play. Because you can't just say, no, we are stopping this, but because... We always think of the impact that will do in terms of service delivery. So we end up compromising ourselves. No, let's pass it because it will have this multiplier implications and so forth. And that is where we give in our power. Firstly, not understanding it exactly ourselves because of this vacuum I'm talking about. We should be sitting with that budget office. In all our engagements, we raise the issues on a technical point. They should be advising us constantly on legal requirements when we deal with these processes and we deal with our political issue. I'm saying, Chairperson, in short, that yes, we will have these workshops with this engagement. But because we are not technocrats, we are politicians, we need the presence of the technocrats who understand this issue, who are specialists in this field, so to guide us to take the rightful decision. But now, yes, President, we will continue to be fraud-lacking until we have that budget office. In a view, I think we should be, what we can do in this circumstance is put pressure and more pressure and more pressure to have that office fully functional. Thank you for giving me a chance, Chairperson.
I think we're becoming specialists now, more than specialists.
By accident.
Well, it is by accident, but it's getting there. Oh. It doesn't matter. Whatever, sir.
See, if I'm not mistaken, I think we had to approve the adjustments budget. We had a few days, three days or something like that. I agree with the Honourable Member. There is no chance that even with the budget office, they will be able to do that within 3 days to give us advice as to what we should approve and what we shouldn't approve. So what I'm saying is these changes are taking place all the time, right through the year. The requirements and the rollovers, the departments go in the first quarter, as you know, they ask for the environmental, but it doesn't come to this committee. So everything is put in the adjustments budget, which we've got to approve within 3 days. And we haven't got time to do it. And what I'm saying is that what we should be having from the Treasury Department, and this would specifically be so once we have a budget office, is that they should, with any environment or any rollover that happens during the year, they should give us a monthly report on these are the rollovers, these are the environments that we've approved, and then we must take that through the budget office and see whether it's okay or not.
Well, I think now we seem to be making a specific recommendation about what Honorable Salt is saying. That would like to
to monitor it every month, these firemen. But the maybe it assists us in terms of what Honorable Ramatlakane was saying, because the problem is that the recommendation, or the way the recommendation was worded, is that National Treasury, we're saying we must engage National Treasury on that.
Chairperson, this recommendation of Mr. Swart, and which is in line with Mr. Gilbert, honorable member, a month long. That, but you see, why I say this is that is also in line with the new guidelines of the Auditor General. That said, that we will report on a quarterly basis in the extent in this year why they look, but they were proactive. They will become more reactive. So I think we are moving in the right direction. That's the only way I want to say.
Now, let's make this recommendation and finish. I don't know how much you want to finish, but I think there's a lot that we really need to talk about. Because what comes into my mind is the capacity that we, of the committee now, that we spoke about as well there in dealing with these things. But maybe it's a new point at this stage. So what you're saying, Honorable Swart, you're saying that you're not recommending that this should happen now. You're not suggesting that we put it. And we, I think that if we also, we should make recommendations that within that as well, we're going to be able to sustain. Because if we want every month to be given reports on the environment,
we should really be realistic whether we'll be able to sustain that. What do we do with these reports when we get them every month? Is that reports that we want to file in our offices? Because I'm just trying to say that this work is important to us. But I thought that the approach that was suggested earlier, that the PFMA says up to 8%, and I think that is in the regulations. Where they were saying that they need to come to Parliament, for Parliament to approve these things. And maybe it is a suggestion that we're making, that on those environments where we are required to, where Parliament is required to approve, those are environments that we're talking about. We're not talking about each and every shifting that is made. We're talking about those that require the attention of Parliament.
Who you visit now, different countries with the budget office, are they doing this job? That requirements and these things?
I mean, it's an important question.
No, but my own suggestion is that we're really engaging now on some important, what we call it, issues. I mean, it's important what you're saying, but we may not finish this report today if we did it too much. But this question that you're flagging down, that perhaps we need to come back to, because we must respond to that question of the role of the, what you call it, the budget office, which I think is spelled out on Section 15. Of the Money Bills Act in terms of what it wants to do. But what I think that the members are saying is that those recommendations would have an impact on this, on the things that we are doing. So, Comrade Matha.
No, Chair, I just wanted to, I was trying to find out the intervention. I don't agree with that. The issue of budget office is key in capacitating us to be able to do our work. So, but I had made a recommendation, which is, I would see it as a holding recommendation. The budget office, maybe it will happen in 6 months, but between 9 and 6 months, we need to engage with this type of work and engage with Treasury around the issues. So the issue I was talking about, that we needed this authority in terms of legal perspective around the PMFA as well as the Act and our responsibility, which is a Parliament extension. We are actually a real extension of Parliament. Now, I made within that in mind, I made the suggestion for adding another line on that first recommendation that enable us to engage with Treasury specifically on the Section 43 issue around their understanding, our understanding. But we will have to be backed up with that, legal opinion from the Jacobson. Yes. Yes.
No, I think Talat was saying is that it's correct what you're saying, but I'm not sure if, because that recommendation is about us, in other words. I'm not sure if it's something that needs to be put in, because the recommendation must say the department must do 1, 2, 3. But we have a right tomorrow, the other day, any other day, to call them and say they must come here. And I think that somebody mentioned the review, and when I came here in Parliament, I think it was 2004, I heard about this review. I have not seen it. Maybe I might come back next time. So every time you hear about this review that is taking place. But in terms of there's nothing that is stopping us as members of the committee, members of Parliament, to make recommendations, to make amendments. Maybe if we propose an amendment to them, it will bring those reviews that have been taking place over the years, because we'll be having a specific proposal. And I'm sure this clause troubles what members. Clearly, Treasury would have to move. So, I'm just requesting an amendment, Honorable Mashagana, on the proposal that is either we taking from your quoting, Honorable Mashagana, we recast the recommendation, or else when we with the National Treasury, with National Treasury on Tuesday, we inform them that we want to engage them on this. But if we have a date, data has been looked at, it would be useful to look at, to have a date. You know, I think you seem to be agreeing. Thank you.
No, I'm agreeing with the engagement with the Treasury. I'm raising a bigger issue. For me, the bigger issue is not
there. But we can pick it up at later stage.
Mm-hmm.
In the report,
yeah.
You're identifying the violation in terms of what Department A and B is not doing. Section 43.2. And that bigger issue that they are amending the budget by stealth through that mechanism. Now, they're amending not our budget, Parliament's budget. At some point, we need to bring that issue to the attention of Parliament.
Our budget. We are Parliament.
We are extension of Parliament, but we don't do the work on behalf. We do the work of all the nuns, but Parliament, eventually budget is adopted by Parliament. So once the Parliament is adopted by Parliament, it becomes law.
Sure. Yes.
So we bring in, all I'm saying, we need to bring in our recommendations something to the attention of the Parliament that actually we are concerned about the amendment of the budget through a mechanism which is created 10 years ago in the PMFA, which is in conflict with the current law. That's all. That's what the point I'm raising. So
it is in conflict with the current law.
Money bills.
No, no. I'm just trying to. I want to understand the conflict part of it.
Let me go.
No, like that's broadly, not necessarily clause for clause, but that's the principle that you're talking about.
Okay, the principle is that the budget up to a cent is approved by Parliament.
Sure. Mm.
And it becomes a law.
Of Parliament.
Yeah. Of Parliament.
Mm.
So that law of Parliament can only be changed by Parliament.
Absolutely.
Currently, that law of Parliament is changed through PMFA Section 43.
Yes.
That's the thing I'm saying. There is a problem there.
And the regulations accompanying that section.
And the regulation that we is written in our technical stuff.
Mm.
So I'm saying at the level of decision makers, the law gets changed by officials. Now, there's no longer Parliament involved in that.
Mm.
It's officials who changes the law that has been passed.
Mm.
Now, there's something that needs to be done around that area. That's why I'm saying there's a bit of a conflict. If the budget is passed by Parliament, Parliament will have to amend as well.
Mm.
That is why even in an act, if it's supposed to be end and there's this, the implementer of the law will say, this law is wrong, it must go back to Parliament. Parliament will then say, with a technical amendment. Parliament does the technical amendment of that law to say, we're changing the end, we're putting the this, because it's a problem with the act. It's not done by the lower level. That's all I was saying, Chair, that I think sooner or later we'll have to confront this reality, because it is a reality that is staring at our face. Unless we don't want to do our work seriously, this issue, and remember, is a soft issue. Conditions were different when this was adopted. Parliament had nothing to do. I mean, we had the executive was the people who decide around the budget. Now the thing has changed. Condition has changed. Law is there to empower Parliament to pass the budget or to change the budget. We don't have the capacity. We must now employ the capacity urgently to be able to get into detail of that changes and understand it technically. But politically, with our responsibility, we need to begin to engage with the reality around what. And Treasury will come here and argue technically why it is important to change it, because it's unforeseen. They don't realize that the budget will change later, and they must be given power to do so. But Parliament sits for a year. It can still do that kind of thing, but it must via this committee, because this committee is dealing with appropriation of budget on behalf of Parliament. Thank you, Baba.
Chair, it takes us to our Gordon's Bay workshop last year, where we created the role of the technical task team. When we had politicians' team which relied on the technical team. And then we met, but somewhere along the line, we should also blame ourselves, because it was not a meeting of a particular party. It was a meeting of the four finance committees to push everything. But somewhere, let's hope we do that. And then our workshop should definitely be on the unpacking our this new the Money Bill Act, and where we are going to strengthen our role as a committee, and we get those rules, the rules that are going to empower us. Those rules must come from politicians, not from officials. And then as long as we can get those rules, and then we work on this thing, and we don't get Honorable Ravi saying, we support this even if we don't have the rules, then our rules must be there.
we support the adjustment even if we don't have the rules. And if we can just call a workshop that is going to address this. And then I was coming to replace what Honorable Ramatlakane was saying with what I said was a recommendation from Honorable Snell before he left. That what systems do they, these departments know that they must come comply. What systems do they have in place to make sure that they comply? Because I'm saying, and what we must just add in that recommendation number one, and what systems have they put into place to ensure future compliance, so that it will bind them as departments. They're coming to us that this is how we have complied with the PFMA, because it spells out everything, and we're still under the powers of the PFMA. As long as we don't do anything to counter the strength of National Treasury through what we say in this committee, we are still going to use this for a long time, and it's for us to come with strong recommendations that show that even if we have the PFMA, the department shouldn't say we went to National Treasury to do this. They must show us how they tried to comply before they just said and said, we know National Treasury will help us. I think this recommendation from Honorable Snell, we can go through it and see if it is relevant to add, to be an addition to this.
Now, I think that let's deal with one at a time, then we'll come to that one. Well, I think that Honorable Ramatlakane raises the matter, the big issue that this report is bringing to our attention. I think that's why the scriber of the report says in the report, it's our report actually, it's no longer his report, it's our report where he spells out, where are these telelines? Somewhere, it shows somewhere that this department, is it in the findings? Is it in the findings where you say this department shifted? I think it's trade and industry. Science and technology, ne? Yes. Where it spells out exactly how much they spent. Over 20%, they shifted over 20%. Yeah, so it's a lot of money, which is very far above the 83%. Now, I think the question that it's raising is it's a profound question. So, of questioning the role of Parliament in the whole, what you call the principle chain of events of this shifting. Department does it, goes to National Treasury, approves. But now the thing that we are agreeing with the principle, Honorable Ramatlakane. But again, the issue is recasting it, Honorable. We're stealing your, what you call it, your word now, is how do you, what you call it, put it such that, because what we need to say in the recommendations is to say, National Treasury, I want you to do 1, 2, 3. Because I think that Honorable Mashego, for instance, is suggesting or a workshop. And in this workshop, for me, I would like to see a situation where we do the workshop, maybe without National Treasury. Or we can do it with National Treasury. We can invite Advocate Jenkins, but we can invite other people, outside people, to assist us to make sense of what we want to do. Because, Honorable Mbili, we may not be technicians
But we know what we want. We know what we want. If they don't put exactly what we say, we know what we want. Because the issue clearly is this shifting of funds. And it calls to, it begs a bigger question of the credibility of the, what you call, of the budget. Do people budget so that they can shift funds? We know, for instance, that the department now, some departments we have seen, if you have gone through the third quarterly report, already they have spent 101% by the end of December. 101% has been spent. So it's clear that that's why by the first quarter they will have to call a shift fund, because they've run out of funds. So we really need what is the recommendation? Is the recommendation that National Treasurer must come to Parliament and explain the issue? National Treasurer must come to Parliament and explain how it arrives at certain what you call requirements, which are bigger than 8% as required by law. Then you can recast it. So that we don't say they must come to us. When we say Parliament, we know that we mean ourselves at the end of the day.
No, I trust your ability there to finalize that. I just wanted to quote you a provision within the Act. Now, this is the Money Act. Yeah, Money Act. The Money-Based Amendment and Procedural Matters Act. Long Act. And on page 15 of that Act, under 10.7, it deals with the Parliament must pass the budget. So I go straight to C of this provision. Other committees will go to passing the appropriation bill, which is page 10.
Section
10.
10.
10.
Page 14.
Now, if you go down to 7, but subsection C of that 8, it says other committees to consult with the Committee on Appropriation in respect to proposed amendment, transfer payment, current capital expenditure of a vote or a main division within the vote, taking into consideration any report adopted by the House.
A quick one on the last page on recommendation, Chair, where we we recommend that these funded vacancies should be filled within the next 6 months. Can you change the date to 3 months? 3 months has been agreed. The President then spoke about, can you align that 3 months? Because I couldn't understand. It is a funded post. Why it takes 6 months? Can we? Is it possible? I'm just asking if it is possible, if we can change that 6 to 3 to align it with the.
Yes.
here is 6. I'm suggesting, Chair, if we can change that to 3 months instead of 6.
Maybe it should remain 3 months.
No, it's written 6 here.
I mean 6 months, I'm sorry. Because in terms of the... I think there is a regulation that from the public administration, yeah, where they talk about 6 months. Now, but the report of the Auditor General report on the National Audit Outcome of 2009, Auditor General says here, non compliance with recruitment time frame in terms of PSF, 1/7/C182, a funded vacant post should be advertised within 6 months after becoming vacant and should be filled within 12 months. It should be advertised within 6 months.
And there's another people, I don't know what to say. Okay, I agree with what the comrade Masasha has been like. In 3 months and in line with other questions.
The president says those posts must be filled.
3 months.
The page mentioned 3 months.
3 months. Because we say now 6 months and it's not in line with this one. So, set of the expectations.
Yeah.
Because I want to take a picture of this one.
Well, I'm reading the law.
We can just say this 6 months doesn't have any impact this on what we can decide as a committee, because we are not out of the limit of the of that report you're reading. Because if we say 3 months and they come to us, they ask for an extension of 3 months, let me give them. And then the addition from Honorable Snell, it says, and submit detailed budgeted plans on how this will be achieved within 30 days to Parliament. It's an addition on that bullet point.
But
the previous one, oh, we didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't finish that one. Oh, we just went to the next one.
What time do you want to finish?
No, we're not left to finish. You are going to finish.
We started at 9. What time do you want to finish? 12 o'clock, after 12 o'clock.
Before 12 o'clock.
My view is we can finish this report.
I mean, what is remaining? We are left with
three bullets.
Now, the thing is, you have a recommendation from another member.
I mean, the recommendation is that if you these are the departments that have not complied with the which means that with what we are doing, I think when the Public Service Commission comes, you'll hear a lot of this. You'll hear a lot of this. Here, there are many departments.
But see, on that point.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122,
That's why I agree with Honorable Mantla, because we must put the ball in their court. You must come back to us why you cannot fill this post in 3 months. I still say I agree with Comrade, but the Honorable Member Mantla is say 3 months. And they can come back to us and say, give us reasons why they cannot.
See, at the end of the day, I agree with the principle, but I think we must also act within the law, you know, to say we want this, so that with them, we know that these vacancies have been there. All that we're asking, what is this recommendation? No, the president can't act outside the law. He's the president of the country.
That report of the Auditor General, that's also distributed to the different, to the specific 11 departments. When did they receive this report?
Now, let's just what you call then, recast Honorable Matagana this question and say, those departments must tell us why they have not been able to fill these positions, must within 3 months inform us why they have not been able to fill, inform Parliament why they have not been able to fill these positions.
I can't say we haven't finished there. We are not yet through with the first recommendation when we are discussing the second one.
Yes,
I was saying it on this one when you said we should go to the last one. The next 6 months and submit detailed budgeted plans on how this will be achieved within 30 days to Parliament. Full stop.
I'm not sure, because the understanding is this. The committee recommends that Department of Science, Technology, blah, blah, should comply with the in executing their mandate. Yeah, I suspect.
I was asking if we should go back to this very first one before we go to that one. So we are still on page 15. Are we still on page 15?
No, I thought that we're moving to page 16.
Oh, yeah, that's the top one I was talking about, yeah.
But page 15, I'm sorry, the committee recommends that Department of Science and Technology, Trade and Inland and Rural Development should comply with the requirements of PFMA in executing their mandate. Now, but what are these mandates that we're talking about here? Because I think the recommendation should be clear. It's not mentioning what the issue that they should deal with. Say to this end, this department should submit to Parliament reasons for the observed failure to comply with the law within 3 months, blah, blah, blah. But I think that when they receive them, we want them to be, it must be very explicit. Are we referring here to section, for failing to comply with section 43A? I think that we must clarify that the environment, yes.
I think I agree with you, Chair, to say we need to be specific. But if you check, Chair, most of our recommendations are responding directly to the findings that we had. the findings that speaks about Section 43 that was not complied with. And now the recommendation is sort of trying to, you know, respond to that finding. We can't come up with the recommendation just from nowhere. The recommendation should correspond with the finding, each and every, you know, recommendation. And also on the body as well, we have addressed and dealt with the issues of compliance within the body itself. So there is a flow, Chair, from the board to the findings, the recommendations. Well, what we can do is to just recast it a bit as to, you know, reflect on specifications that you're talking about.
I don't know what you're adding, because you're coming back to what I was saying. Because at the end of the day, these people, they want the recommendation to be clear. Remember that they don't want to do these recommendations. And if it's not clear, it's very easy for them to come back and say, these recommendations are not clear. You must ask Commissioner Reb Mashiko. We were confronted with that some other times. So what we should do from our side is just to clear, never mind what I have written in the, what we have written in the findings. Because they pretend that they don't want to read everything here. They want to read the recommendations that are clear. So I think that's all that I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with the recommendation, but I think all that I'm saying that it must be clear what is it that we're recommending on. We just take, we pretend for a moment that the findings don't exist, though we know that the flow that you're talking about, but that we would want them to comply with Section 43 that states that, then you quote it, is it 2B or what? The one that you read. Yeah, you read, yeah. Okay, page 16. Department of State and Industry, blah, blah, blah. We say they should report to Parliament within 3 months, ne? Why they can't fill in those vacancies. Bullet 2, are you okay, Commissioner Masiko, there with your recommendations?
I don't know whether the edition was accepted, that these departments must submit detailed budgeted plans on how this will be achieved within 30 days to Parliament. Whether it's
now, I'm not sure whether that was referring to, because here, we again, I think that we should clarify, Mr. Lomane. No, it's clarified, because we say they should report to Parliament about the funded vacancies. Not just vacancies, but those funded vacancies. That's what, why they cannot be filled. They have not been filled.
It's
funded. Yeah. Mm. Okay, the next one, the Department of Energy, Rural Development and Water Affairs should ensure that all invoices for capital works projects are paid without delay. The committee will monitor the implementation of this recommendation. You see, this one emanates from the fact that when the departments are underspending, they say there's a lot of invoices that have not been autocrossed. But now, we say in Africa, tell us, Antahase, please. Okay. I was saying on bullet 2, ne? We said that should ensure that all invoices for capital works projects are paid without delay. I think then I was saying this recommendation comes from the fact that the departments will say they've got outstanding invoices. And when they want to do a much spike, that's what they will tell you. In fact, already, if you read the responses of the department, they say, no, in the next quarter, we'll be able to spend this because they are outstanding. Now, the difficulty with the recommendation is that the invoices are from
The clients, yes, are from the clients. Now, they may say that they don't have control over those people. For instance, what I know, in housing, the requirement was that local government, local municipalities, now that are going to be accredited now, should provide monthly reports in terms of their expenditure. But they don't do it. In Johannesburg, they work for the rest of the year, almost a year, then toward the end of the year, they come with a whole budget that they have spent. And with the department, it may reflect that it's understanding. And later on, these invoices do come in terms of the claims come to the what they call national department. So I'm saying, so how do we deal with this what they call a situation?
The suggestion is that the departments to submit the systems they are to put in place to achieve compliance.
Is it compliance with
would it be compliant with the PFMA? Oh, with the regulation of treasury. Yeah, with the regulation of treasury. That's a regulation. Jefferson, I agree with this thing because I don't know of any businessman who, if he deliver a service today, that doesn't want his money. If he can get his money immediately, he will be welcomed. Because many of the business people confront us and say they are waiting for money from the public service or from the municipality.
That's how they kill them. But you spoke about it. You haven't come with that complaint. You remember you... Oh, you have resolved it now. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's how the small, the SMEs are killed, you know. They stay on months, you know, without being paid. But I'm not very clear about the Departments of Energy, Rural Development and Water Affairs should ensure that all invoices for capital projects are paid without delay.
Shouldn't we then just say the department should submit a plan to Parliament as to the ways in which they will achieve this, and the committee will monitor the
Okay, but the flow again, where is the finding? Number three, there was persistent slow payment of outstanding invoices of capital works projects. Okay.
I think, sir, in the delays of payment of invoices, it's not only the submission part of it that might not be complying, but it's a two-way process, sir. The department does actually receive invoices on time, and you actually find that the person that is supposed to approve the payments is not there, he's on leave, or the person is the only one person that is in charge with that responsibility. And you find that there's a lot of invoices in his office are piling over and again, over and again, over and again. And then it takes time for him to approve all the... So it's not only about the submission of invoices, Chair, but it's a two-way process. So the department also has got to beef up the pace in which they approve the payments vis-a-vis the submissions.
On that point, is it's all about then the system. Then the problem is lying in the system. Mm. If a guy is not there to sign or to look at his invoices, then they must have plan B or C or D. In the private sector, there is always someone who looks to make certain that
there's giving attention to those kind of things.
That's
fantastic.
Okay,
what
do you like to
comment on
this?
It's just the difference of ways, but it says the departments to submit the systems they are to put in place to achieve compliance. Whatever way to use.
And the sentence
to monitor the implementation remains the also as
Department of Communications has addressed the issue of compliance to be implemented. You see, if there was a department that was supposed to come and report to Parliament the appointment of somebody, it's communication. There's no leadership in this anymore.
Yeah.
And when they came to us, why does somebody, someone, assistant director, because that gentleman told us that he was very happy about the PG was born, and now the expenditure now was moving very fast. There were, was it a 40%? Yeah. But now, after 9 months, there's still a 40%. If you look at this, test quarterly report, they are around 40% or 38%, you know? You see? Now, he lied to us. He said that time, he said there was 40%. And I don't know sometimes, but I think on hindsight, this test was for this.
The communication Department of Communications should address the issue of capacity constraints in order to implement its capital project timely and ensure that entities submit their business plans on time. The Department of Communication should address the issue of capacity constraints in order to implement its capital projects timelessly. And ensure that entities submit their business plans. Mm.
I was going to ask, shouldn't we shorten that recommendation? The entities, when you refer to entities, we refer to section division within the department, or which entities are we referring to? I think we should speak to the department, what the department, overall what the department should do, and maybe and give a time frame, and we say on time, and if we say we give time frame, we would need to be privy to what has been submitted as call plan or whatever turnaround plan that they will submit. So, and then we recasted the entity. There was this debate around money sitting where. I don't think we should speak to entities because we're talking to a department. So we talk to a department overall. They will have to make sure that the entities within the department comply with what they have put together overall as a plan. That's, and I would have said that a plan should at least be done by in 30 days because they know this thing. They have been doing with this thing. They've been grappling with it. They've been saying there's a plan now. Things are smooth now. But let's give it at least a 30 days.
Any comment? Any other comment? I think this issue of entities, if you go to page 4 of the report, I don't know whether this, I suppose these are entities that are referred to your ICT Enterprise Development Program, which is on Program 4. It doesn't look like these entities are entities in the true sense of the word because they fall under Program. Program 4 is an entity. There's a number of them, ICT Infrastructure Development. Was it reported in Parliament that now the call center that was closed is going to be open? Mr. Dlomo?
Chair, just to respond and to comment to what Honorable Masakane is raising, I think we should not confuse the programs and entities. On page 4, the ICT policy development is a program. And the ICT infrastructure also is a program on its own. Then entities are referred to Telkom that are supposed to be receiving transfers and subsidies, post office, and USEF, NEMISA, and Centec, and so forth and so forth. But what where did we derive this recommendation and the finding is when we look at the transfer budget of the department. The department has not spent that budget. And when you check why is the department has not spent that budget of transfer and subsidies, it was mainly because of the delays in transferring funds to entities, not to spending on programs. It's entities that has not yet received their transfers. And even if we check in the third court, all those entities under that department which are supposed to be receiving those funds have not yet received the funds. So the majority of underspending has been derived from that particular budget. Even in the third quarter report, it's 0% for all of them that has been spent.
Chair, I propose we accept the recommendation, except that we add, within 30 days, that the payment should be take place within 30 days as suggested by Honorable Ramasakane.
Even need, I don't know the others,
whether they need to build some cells or not.
If you're saying that, the question is, why did they allocate it at the first place? Because we're talking about the allocation that is reflected on the appropriation bill.
I was looking at what I'm reading here, because mostly these entities submit business plans. So the addition here was that the plans and system to achieve this to be submitted to Parliament on how will they achieve this way of they reach the stage where they must transfer, because the problem there is with their business plans. We must not know. No, we must also know what do they have in place to make sure that they. That's the problem we have with revitalization and others, where they say business plans. They always talk about non-submission of business plans, and if they can't submit their business plans, we must come in somewhere that we should know also within 60 days what business plans were submitted to them and what have they done, because they're having money that must go to the to my service at the end of the day, the communities.
You know, I hear what Honourable Member Shifu said, but my view is if they cannot pay in 30 days, then it is definitely sign that they haven't got systems and or plans in place. So if they pay in 30 days, then they must have systems and plans in place. That's my view. So they must come and tell us after 30 days why they didn't pay. And then we tell them, but then you haven't got systems and plans in place.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Yes, the house. We have, if you have noticed, I don't know if anyone has read the third quarterly report. The same departments are the culprits here. No? I mean, the question that I was raising earlier about this recommendation, that we resolve that you want to take recommendations to the house. To have them debated. And this department is a problem. Page 4, first paragraph says they have not even paid international, what they call, fees. They have not paid their membership fees to an international organization as a result of outstanding information, maybe it's from that organization, but as well as capacity constraints within themselves. I mean, they have one of the reasons that they don't have the capacity.
I was just looking at this because the finding talks about non-submission of business plans.
So we must have
and their response was that we must also know what system do they have in place for this submission of this business plans. Yeah, I understand that they also have other wrong things they do, like not paying their international issues. But here, with the entities don't submit any business plans.
Yeah.
So the recommendation is referring to it, that we should have something in place. We must also, the plans and systems to achieve this submission of business plans should also be submitted to us within 90 days. What do they have in place that they get this? Do they have any managers or what to make sure that this these are being submitted, what steps do they have? What plans do they have to make sure that they receive these business plans from the entities so that this transfer money must be transferred to the other offices and not just stay there and not be spent?
No, Chair, I think I think we are in the input we are making, we agree with the recommendation. The only thing that we needed to add was to add the, after the business plan, to Parliament within 30 days. 30 days. Yeah, because the internal thing, they're already doing that because they've held the money because there was no business plan. There was also an issue about capacity within themselves. They did not advertise certain posts. That has already been addressed in terms of the recommendation here, that they must have a capacity, that they do away with the constraint that they mentioned earlier. But we want to see the business plan within 30 days. How this it has already, in fact, this should have been done by now because we're going into the last quarter of the year. So that's all I wanted to add. But otherwise, generally, we agree with the recommendation as it stands.
Also submit to Parliament, right? Is that what you're saying, Honorable Mantana? Or those were the call? Okay. Are you coming? I thought you were coming with another recommendation. It seemed to be too early, you know. Well, honorable members, these are your recommendations. If I may check Pereira on the second finding, eh? The committee found a persistent under expenditure in this department. Is it because in the previous quarter there has been underspending? I know Star South Africa has been underspending water affairs, but trade and industry, there has been underspending.
Yes, sir. There has been part of the in fact, in comparing this report, sir, this report emanated from the findings that we got in the first quarter, and also the deliberations of the adjustment when the department invited. So these are the departments that have been persistently underspending since from the first quarter and the second quarter as well. Because if you remember, Chair, during the adjustment, we even called the industry for the hearing, and we queried, the committee queried the issue of underspending as to why they are underspending, and they said it was mainly because of vacancies that they were not filled in the department.
Okay, so this vacancy, okay. Now, sir, are you proposing the adjustment of the report?
Honorable Sir proposes the adoption of the report as amended. Honorable Billy, you second you? Okay, it's the second. Can we? No. This meeting is too short. Can we just discuss something? What is it, by the way, that we were to discuss? Honorable members, sure.
No, that's just a quick one. But if I'm out of order, a new member in the committee, I will understand. I'm looking at the program, the notice business here. In trying to align it with our program, this revised program, the 54%.
We revise every second.
Okay, can I have an opinion?
I said if I'm out of order, I will understand. And then I'm looking, Chairperson, at Thursday.
On Thursday?
On Thursday, the 24th.
Uh-huh.
Then I see a note there which suggests that there will be no plenary on that day.
Yeah.
Then looking at the further on Friday, the 25th, we have that John briefing. It's Friday next week. Then I'm thinking at myself, looking at this and trying to make a proposal. If I'm not out of order, which suggests that what will stop us from taking that briefing by the National and Federal on Friday, which is the 25th, and move it to Friday the afternoon, after lunch. On Thursday afternoon, because if this is true, it means that we have a field day here. We can play around it. I'm trying to think about this discomfort of sitting on Friday while we have a spare the whole afternoon free to ourselves. Just a mere suggestion. If I'm out of order, I would really be ready. Oh, well, if you
today on Thursday. Now what they have said, Commissioner Shiko, you will correct us. I think that now what Parliament is trying to do is to try to have plenaries on Tuesdays and where possible, not to, what to call it, to have plenaries on Thursday, especially during this period, just to allow committees to focus on some of this will be the period for the budget. But you're not out of order, Honorable Mbibi, you're not out of order. However, that meeting is normally so you think that we can, after 3 o'clock, continue?
After 2. I mean, that meeting of Thursday.
Yeah. Briefing, yeah, it's up to 3 o'clock.
No, it's up to...
To 3. What's happening, what this is saying, Honorable Matlakane, is, you know, I mean, there's a budget, the minister tables the budget on Wednesday. Né? Now, what he normally does is that briefing the following day, where he briefs all the committees, finance committees, né? On Thursday. This is the one that is normally referred to. And I don't know why it is. It is put at 12:30, not 1 o'clock, because it normally gives us problems from caucus, and sometimes we arrive late, we don't hear everything there. But now what Honorable Mbili is suggesting, and you seem there seems to be support, is that maybe why don't we do all these meetings on Thursday?
Yeah.
Comrade Mbili, you know, I like Friday morning meetings, you know, just sit around Parliament. I like this environment too. But but what one could do is, you see, it's a joint briefing. maybe what we need to do is to consult with the other people, and then we'll come back on Tuesday
with a response.
What are those meetings? The first one, the minister briefed all the four committees. But on the second one, it's strictly for appropriation committees. It's a joint appropriation meeting only. I don't think that they will have a problem with the request, but let's confirm it on Tuesday after consultation. Are we having lunch? Well, honorable members, there were ministers but we're not going to consider them now. Thank you very much. Meeting's over.